What's up, everyone? Welcome back. I am on the verge of motherfucking tears. I am having such... Well, it started last night. I was going to say I'm having a really rough morning, but the truth is my internal rage started last night on 4th of July, right? 4th of July was this past Monday, and I realized I have holidays ranked on three different levels. So level one is like, I fucking love you. I would die for you. These are holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day is cute. My birthday's cute. Birthdays aren't national holidays, but it's still like a special occasion. Then there are national holidays that I'm like totally neutral. Memorial Day, Flag Day, Earth Day's cute. And then there are holidays that piss me the fuck off. And there's actually only one that belongs to this category, and it is 4th of July. And it's 4th of July because I'm just reminded of all the selfish, mindless fucks who choose to just ignore, like, proper etiquette and just, like, common decency and... you know, I was going to say plant fireworks, but like explode fireworks in their front lawn. I'm not talking about like a marina or a Hermosa Beach pier where like, you know, residents gather and it's like a professional fireworks show set up by the city. I'm talking about like suburban neighborhoods and these morons who just buy fireworks for their fucking kids or for their fucking, like, inner child. It's like a 50-year-old man eating a Twinkie, setting off fireworks by himself, which is, like, really fucking sad to me. Meaning pathetic, not, like, sad. Like, grow the fuck up. So last night, thank God they didn't go off for too long. It was maybe, like, 11:30 when I heard the last bang. But there is someone in my neighborhood who just set off fireworks in their backyard, completely disregarding the fact that people have to work on Tuesday morning. People also might have dogs who are scared of the sound of fireworks. Mine's terrified of like thunder and car honking, just like any repetitive loud, like, oh my God, the fire alarm. If the fire alarm goes off while we're cooking, my dog is running in circles in an anxiety-driven mania. Then there are people who have PTSD from war, from the sound of gunshots and fireworks. You know, it's a very similar sound. So these people who set off fireworks in residential areas are basically just saying the biggest fuck you to anyone who wants to sleep, to anyone who's trying to like keep their dogs and cats calm, and anyone who is experiencing PTSD. And I fucking hate you if you set off fireworks in your home just to like make your children happy or make yourself happy. And I actually, as I was falling asleep, I began thinking of ways that I could like hurt this person, because it would have been very easy for me to just say like, you know, to my husband, like, hey, you know, I got to use the restroom, or just not say anything at all. My husband falls asleep really quickly and he sleeps like a fucking rock. Like he is out. And especially when he's snoring, I can tell that he is fast asleep. So it would have been so easy for me to throw on some sweatpants, walk out the front door, walk literally one block down, find this person with the fireworks and... you know, do something about it. And I'm not going to get violent or aggressive on a public podcast because that would be setting myself up for disaster. But as I was falling asleep, I was thinking of all the ways that I could do physical harm to this annoying resident. And I have listened to many true crime podcasts, true crime documentaries. I have listened to every sword and scale there is. I have seen and heard some really twisted, fucked up ways to harm a human being. And I have mentally categorized all those methods and I have saved them in my brain for a time like this. I didn't go through with this plan because I don't feel like getting arrested or dealing with police in any way. But you know, that's just where my brain's at right now. It's in a really fucking dark, aggressive, violent place. And it doesn't help that Tuesday morning, after a rough sleep, my internet doesn't work. And when I logged into Xfinity to try and resolve the issue myself, because I don't want to bug my husband at work, but unfortunately my husband's name and phone number and email is attached to the account. So I log into Xfinity and I'm talking to the little like robot chat, and the robot is like, an agent will call you at, you know, 061. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, that's my husband's number. Like, do not call my husband at work because like he's in a meeting and dealing with shit. So I typed into the chat, like, please call this number. But because I'm talking to a fucking robot, it didn't understand what I was saying. And the whole chat started over again. Like, can we help you? And I'm just so... I'm just like filled with rage at the moment. And that's not even what today's episode is about. This has nothing to do with the actual plan that I have set up for today. So let's just get into it, shall we? Let's change the tune. Despite the fact that it was 4th of July weekend, there was something positive that happened besides the firework bullshit, okay? This weekend, I decided to challenge my fitness and workout routine. It was leg day, and I really go hard on leg day. The glutes, the hamstrings, the quads, the calves, the thighs, it's all part of my training program. And for a while there, I was feeling kind of just like really, oh, there's a text message from my husband regarding the internet. Let's see what he has to say. It's still down, right? Oh my God. Hang on. Let me just pause the podcast really quickly and deal with this fucking internet. 1 second. Okay, we're back. Apologies for the interruption. This is basic. Okay, so let me just tell you what like really happened, and then I'll shut the fuck up about the internet. Okay, so my husband texted me like, is the internet working now? And I was like, of course it fucking is, because every time they check, they're like, oh, the modem's working. And then 5 minutes later, it doesn't work at all. And they were like, oh, you know, there's construction going on in the neighborhood and they're dealing with power lines and that's the reason why it's not working. And my husband's like, I actually don't even believe that. That's just something they say to get you off the phone. And then my husband is like, they're coming tomorrow at 1:00. And I was like, well, wait, if there's construction happening and construction is the reason why the internet's not working, why are they coming to our house? You know what I mean? So it's like they say that it's the construction and then they say like, oh, but, you know, we'll just be there at your house to check it anyway. Good news is they're coming tomorrow. So this problem will not last that much longer. Okay, let's get back to the fitness. It was leg day. I'm training in my basement as I always do. And I was feeling for a while like really unmotivated, really just like fatigued and over my fitness routine. And it's because I wasn't challenging myself. I was lifting the same weights that I always do, the same dumbbells, doing the same like trainers and fitness programs. But this weekend, I was like, okay, what if I change things a little bit? What if instead I lifted this amount of weight for this amount of time and actually shortened my fitness time and lifted heavier weights? And that, you know, just to prove to myself that my legs and my glutes and my quads and my calves can lift, you know, 10 pounds heavier than I thought that they could, was really remarkable to me. And it was a huge eye-opener. And it got me thinking about my fitness journey, just how far I've come. And I think as women, I don't want to generalize too much, but it is true that women have a harder time celebrating their personal victories and their wins and their successes and their journeys and their life paths. Women are sometimes like bashful and taught to not gloat or not, you know, preach their successes or even talk about their successes. You're supposed to be hush-hush. You're supposed to be quiet and demure, and you're supposed to downplay everything and just be as humble as possible. And like, I love, you know, being humble. I understand. But sometimes I want to look at myself in the mirror and give myself a fucking high five and be like, damn, bitch, you have come so fucking far. So today I want to talk about my fitness journey, how I've come so far. I lift dumbbells 5 days a week. I lift heavy 5 days a week. Here's my workout split. Monday's upper body, Tuesday's lower body, Wednesday is cardio, and right now my favorite form of cardio is playing tennis with my husband. You don't really even realize how much running you're doing from one side of the court to the other because you're having so much fun, right? Like, tennis is such like a team bonding sport that you are so distracted by like your opponent and just like laughing at the embarrassing hits that you make, but also like rooting each other on. Because if your partner is a good tennis player, you're going to have really good like back and forth banter with the ball, right? It sucks playing tennis with someone who's like much worse than you because you're going to keep returning the ball and they're going to be hitting the ball into the net. So tennis is like a sport where you really like cheer for your opponent because you want to keep that rally, that back and forth. You want to keep it going for as long as possible. After tennis on Thursday, I'm back to upper body. Friday is lower body. And then Saturday is a full body with really light dumbbells, like a really nice way to kind of wind down from strength training. And then Sundays are always rest days. I do not work out. Sundays are all about like couch time, recovery time, relaxing time. And when I say my workout split to myself, I don't really think much of it. I don't think that it's amazing or incredible or something that should be celebrated. I just think of it as like ordinary because I do it every day. But when I tell other people about it, for example, I had a friend who came to see me here in Minnesota. We went out and got tacos and margaritas, having girl time. And just kind of out of the blue, she was like, dude, you work out so fucking much. And the reason she knows is because I will take like sweaty selfie pictures and share it on Instagram to kind of keep myself accountable. I do love sharing my workouts on Instagram. I'll take a screenshot of the YouTube video that I watched. I'll take a sweaty selfie. I'll take a photo of my Apple Watch that shows like my calories burned or my overall heart rate for the lifting session. So she sees these selfies all the time and she was like, dude, you work out so fucking much. Like, I can't believe it. I'm so proud of you. I don't have that determination. I don't have that motivation. Like, how did you do it? And having a friend tell you something's amazing is wonderful, but like, we don't always need that friend. We should be able to tell ourselves, like, what I'm doing is amazing. So that's what this episode is about, my fitness journey and how I got to working out 6 days a week. And this is from someone who didn't work out at all. So I'll take you to the beginning. Let's go to 2016. 2016, I was living in LA working as a Hollywood journalist. It was literally my job to write about Kylie Jenner's lip injections, celebrity marriages, breakups, divorces, sex tapes, scandals, breaking news. That was my job. And I actually worked my way up from journalist to editor, which was really nice. I got a decent raise and also a lot more responsibilities. So I had a very time-consuming, demanding job. I had to be glued to my computer in case there was ever a breaking news story. Like, let's say I remember the Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt divorce. Like, that was huge news. And say I wasn't at my computer and say I didn't have all these alerts and notifications on my phone, I would have missed that story and our news outlet would have been late to report it. And if you're late to a breaking news story, you might not even cover it because chances are 30 or 40 other media outlets already did and now you are irrelevant. So it was literally my job to be on my phone, on my computer, seated at a desk at really weird times. Sometimes I would work until 10 o'clock at night. Sometimes I would be working at literally 3 a.m. It changed all the time. And because of that, I never really prioritized fitness. I never really had the time and my brain was just always wrapped up in work, work, work. Typing, 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 computer, computer, computer. I could never get away for an hour for yoga, for a dog walk, any form of exercise. That all changed in 2017, the following year. My husband and I just got so sick of LA and we decided to move to Portland, Oregon. I sat down with my boss and I was like, hey, we're moving. Is there any way that I could just temporarily keep my job remotely while I look for another one. That way I could at least have some grace period in between invoices and like direct deposits. And my boss was like, well, like, why get another job at all? Like, why not just be 100% remote? And the distance, or it was like easy to do because Portland and LA are on the same time zone. So there wasn't going to be any like conflicting hours or conflicting schedules. When I'm at work, my boss is at work, we're both on Pacific time. And I was like, that's fucking great. Like, that would save me such a headache and so much stress of finding a second job. And that's when I became like 100% remote and 100% like work from home. And because of that, I was no longer sitting in the infamous LA rush hour traffic. I probably had 4 additional hours in my day where I could do anything. I said to myself, I was like, okay, I have all this time. I want to do something for me to like better myself, something related to self-improvement, self-growth. I don't just want to sleep during these extra hours. I don't want to be on my phone. I don't want to be like wrapped up in the internet because that is my job as it is. I want to like find a means to get out of my house, turn off my brain, look away from celebrity pop culture. And there was a hot yoga studio 1 minute walk from my apartment. And I was like, boom, that's it. Like, I don't have to drive. I don't have to spend money on gas. I can just walk here in the morning, take a hot yoga class, walk back to my apartment, and start work. It couldn't have been more perfect, and the stars couldn't have aligned in a more better fashion. I signed up for the hot yoga studio, and I was hooked on the very first class. I didn't know if I would like it because I've always been not anti-fitness, but anti-gym. I hate the gym for many reasons. Number one, the men are always creepy. They always stare. They always have something to say about my tattoos. Number two, I hate the lighting at the gym. I feel like it's very unflattering and it almost looks like you're sitting inside of a McDonald's, like the fluorescent. It's just like, ugh. Number three, I hate all the mirrors. I don't like looking at myself while I work out because I hate the faces that I make and I become like super judgmental about myself. Like, oh, my boobs look weird in the sports bra. No, I have cellulite in these biker shorts. I hate the gym. But I don't hate fitness. And finding this yoga studio that's in a very like body positive place, and it's a local studio, and the people there are so friendly, and it's a private studio, and there's no creepy men. It's just a bunch of like young moms, you know, having a day off to themselves and grabbing like a green juice. It was like very like welcoming and the opposite of intimidating, right? And I took a selfie because I was drenched in sweat. If you have never done a hot yoga class, oh my God, you will sweat more than you ever thought humanly possible. And I sent that photo to my husband and he was like, damn, like you got a serious workout. And I was like, dude, I'm fucking hooked. I'm gonna come 3 days a week. 3 days a week turned into 4, turned into 5. And then I was like, okay, like I feel like I've reached the peak of my yoga practice. I would like to try something else. I would like to keep challenging and pushing myself. I signed up for a bar studio. Bar is like a fusion between Pilates and yoga. It's a little more Pilates focused than it is yoga. And I also signed up for an indoor spinning studio. So altogether, I was probably spending like $250 a month on 2 fitness studios in Portland. I would do like indoor spinning for the cardio, for the endorphins, for that rush, for like the techno music they play. And I would do bar for more like strength focused workouts and like to control your breathing and get some muscle definition. And I loved the combination of the two. And then everything changed when COVID happened, right? So as we all know, COVID shut down every gym, every fitness studio. I canceled everything, which was great for my wallet, but not so great for my mental and physical health. I also had a wedding in 2020. And because I think I've touched on this a little bit before, I sometimes struggle with my body and I have this irrational fear that I'm going to gain all this weight now that the studios are closed and I don't want to see weight gain in my wedding photos. I want to feel beautiful and feel like my best. Like, who does not want to look their best for their fucking wedding, right? Like, I don't think that's shallow. I don't think that's ridiculous to say. Like, we want to look fucking good in our fucking wedding photos. So I was more determined than ever, because I had a set wedding date, to continue some form of fitness despite the fact that COVID shut everything down. I started going to a public park. I would bring my yoga mat, I would bring my laptop, and I would watch body weight strength videos, because that was the easiest to do. No equipment. You can do burpees, you can do lunges, you can do squats, you can do abdominal planks, you can do bicycle crunches. There are so many strength and cardio-based bodyweight exercises, and everything's for free on YouTube. I was doing that at the parks and for like 2-3 months. Then things slowly started opening again, but with a bunch of regulations and rules in place. So the Portland gyms were open, but you had to wear a mask and you had to be 6 feet from like every other person. And that's when I picked up dumbbells for the very first time. It was probably June 2020 that I picked up like 3 pounds, okay? I'm talking like the baby weights, the weights that are like purple and orange and green, like nothing major. You know, you got to start small. You got to walk before you can run. And I just, honestly, I moved up from there. I picked up a 3 pound dumbbell. The next month it was 5. The next month it was 7. The next month it was 10. And here we are. It is July 2022. And I am lifting anywhere from 20 pounds to 30 pounds, depending on if it's leg day, arm day, core day, back day. It ranges, but like, I am in the high 20s when just 2 years ago I was doing bodyweight exercises and lifting 3 pound dumbbells. My favorite thing to do now, even though COVID has kind of come and gone, I still prefer home workouts because they're free, because they're convenient. You don't have to like put on makeup. You don't have to shave your legs. You don't have to like deal with guys talking to you. I have a basement. That's where I work out. Every single day, I go on YouTube, I play a video, I complete the training, I take a sweaty selfie, and it feels good. So I want to really keep this fitness momentum going, and I don't want to plateau. You know, I want to like keep progressing forward. I want to keep getting stronger and stronger and stronger. The annoying thing about fitness is that like you're never done, right? It's not like climbing a mountain where there's a top and there's a peak, and you can't get any higher than the peak. You plant your flag, you take your photo, you're like, boom, I did it. I fucking climbed Machu Picchu. I climbed Mount Everest. I'm gonna go down now. Fitness is not like that. It's a mountain that has no peak at all, because you can only get stronger and stronger and stronger. You can only build more and more muscle. You can only, you know, get faster and faster and faster on the treadmill. You can always progress, and there's always room to grow, which is great, but also you're like, damn, I'm never gonna like just be done. I'm never gonna just be finished with my fucking like fitness regime or regimen. So I do want to keep gaining muscle, and I do want to keep lifting heavier and heavier dumbbells. And in order to do that, you have to understand that progress happens both inside and outside the gym. So it's one thing to progress at the gym with dumbbells, with weights, with your hour-long workout. It's another thing to progress in just like your general lifestyle, how much you're eating, the kind of meals you're eating. Are you getting enough carbs? Are you getting enough healthy fats? Are you getting enough protein, like protein being key? Are you sleeping enough? Are you drinking enough water? Are you like resting? You know what I mean? Are your hormones stressed? Is there cortisol coursing through your body? Because cortisol is going to impact how you build muscle, right? So now my priority outside the gym, because that is half the battle, is really focusing on high protein meals. So I have a list of what I've been eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in case any of you are inspired to like beef up your fitness routine. Or, you know, I'm talking to women. I know that most of my listeners are women, and I'm talking to you because I used to think that cardio was the only way that I could achieve my fitness goals. When you think of like female, I mean, am I going to get like shot in the face for bringing gender into like fitness and exercise? I don't really think so, because women are specifically targeted and we are marketed very cardio-based workouts. Women are targeted yoga, Pilates, indoor spinning, jogging, running, whereas men are marketed like protein powders and dumbbells and strength training and, you know, biceps and push-ups. And I really want to fucking change that, because it is bullshit. There is no reason why men and women should have separate or different exercises. Men and women have the same fucking biology. I mean, not everything. Not everything's the same. But in terms of like muscle, women have biceps. Men have biceps. Women have quads. Men have quads. Women have abs. Men have abs. Like, your muscles are not any different. So why can't a woman lift heavy? You know what I'm saying? And I think the fear is that you're going to get bulky, you're going to look manly or masculine, you're going to lose your curves. And let me tell you something, I thought the same way. It's probably why I never bothered with dumbbells until COVID left me with no other choice. Maybe if COVID never happened, I would have never lifted a dumbbell. How fucking insane is that? I would have kept on going with my spinning and my yoga and my Pilates and my bar, and I would have never fucking gained muscle. Because the only way to gain muscle is to lift heavy shit. You're not gonna gain muscle from fucking cardio. I'm fucking sorry. You're not. You might like lose weight, you might lose fat. And that's, if that's your goal, great. But if your goal is strength, you need to lift some fucking heavy shit. And I'm just thinking, like, sitting here, I'm having this realization that COVID, like, kind of changed my entire body. It changed my entire physique, because when I look in the mirror, I see muscle. I see abs. I see biceps. I see a strong back. And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I feel like a fucking badass Wonder Woman over here, you know? So if your fear is like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, bulk up and I'm gonna look manly, do you realize how fucking hard it is to gain muscle? Maybe you don't. And I didn't for a long time. I only know because of personal experience. It is so hard to gain muscle. It is so hard. You have to train religiously, and you have to lift dumbbells that you never thought were humanly possible. And you have to eat meals that are so high in protein that they might not even taste good to you. Have you ever tried a fucking protein powder and the protein powder is like the leading ingredient, and there's two large ass scoops in there with like a little bit of a banana and a little bit of peanut butter? It is disgusting and it does not taste good, and you don't really want to drink it, but you would have to if you wanted to gain muscle. It is hard. But since I want to gain muscle, these are the protein-centric meals that I've been eating, and they are delicious. They are delicious. They are not just some protein smoothie where it's like ice cubes, almond milk, scoops of protein. Like, it is not disgusting bullshit. So for breakfast, I have two scrambled eggs with hot sauce on top of a Kodiak protein waffle. If you want really easy protein heavy breakfast, I recommend the Kodiak brand. Kodiak, like the bear. And you can get it at Target, you can get it at Hy-Vee, you can get it at Cub Foods. Just go to like the frozen breakfast section and you can find Kodiak protein waffles. So I put my two eggs with hot sauce on top of the protein waffle. I drizzle some maple syrup on top to get that like sweet and savory pow pow mouth combo. And then I'll have a side of fruit. I love all fruit. Strawberries, any kind of berry. Mango, pineapple, grapes, you name it. I fucking love fruit. That's one breakfast option. Option number two would be protein oatmeal. So this does involve protein powder, but I feel like the taste is hidden because there's so many other components and ingredients on the plate. So I'll cook some oatmeal in the microwave, put a scoop of protein powder in there, and then on top, I'll do peanut butter, Greek yogurt, fresh fruit, frozen fruit that I also cook in the microwave, maybe some maple syrup again, a dash of cinnamon, so many flavors that it hides the actual protein powder. For lunch, I love anything on top of bread, like an English muffin or a sourdough or a pumpernickel, Throw on some avocado, throw on some sauerkraut, and maybe some like queso or a slice of cheese, maybe some ham, and nutritional yeast. Oh, nutritional yeast is such an easy way to add protein to like any savory dish you can possibly think of. Option B for lunch is tuna, which is hit or miss if you love tuna. I know people who hate it, but it's, you know, an English muffin with tuna and celery and cucumber and Greek yogurt for like that creaminess. I love Greek yogurt to replace traditional sour cream and traditional mayonnaise because it bumps up the protein and it also like eliminates saturated fats. And then for dinner, dinner is a kind of like chef's choice. My husband is the cook of the family. And you don't mess with the cook. You don't mess with the cook in his kitchen, right? You don't tell the cook what to do. The cook tells you what to eat. So I let my husband decide if he wants to make like an easy chicken quesadilla, which takes like 10 minutes, an easy chicken Caesar salad, or if he's like in the mood to like cook and dedicate a little more time in the kitchen, we'll do like turkey burgers or a homemade chipotle bowl. Ugh, a chipotle bowl with like pinto beans and brown rice and hot sauce and like carnitas or chicken or steak. I fucking love a chipotle bowl, okay? But the truth is, inflation is fucking all of us right now, and Chipotle or any fast food is ridiculously overpriced. So we make homemade Chipotle bowls. And you know what? They probably taste better because you know exactly what's going in your food, and it's home cooked, and it's cooked with love, and who doesn't want that, right? Or we'll get really fancy and we'll get like some swordfish or some ahi tuna or some salmon with a little bit of asparagus, a little bit of like Chipotle rice. Like seasoned rice, jasmine rice, not just plain white rice. I think that's boring. It doesn't taste very good. I love it. What else? Okay, but you know what? I really want to end this by saying that you do not have to listen to me. This episode is not about like teaching or educating. I didn't really want today to be like homework. Like you should be fucking taking notes while listening to me. I always want these episodes to be like a fucking conversation. Like I'm just chit-chatting with my girlfriends, talking about what's going on in my life, because this podcast, the whole point of this podcast is to celebrate the little things that maybe aren't so little. Maybe they might sound little to someone else, but to you, they are massive accomplishments, massive wins, successes, and personal victories. And for me, when I realized that I could lift at least 5 pounds heavier than I've been lifting, you know, the month prior, that was a huge win for me. And the whole point of this show is to celebrate the wins that happen at home. It's not about education. It's not about advice. It's not about like how to. I don't want this to be a fucking how to tutorial. I just wanted it to be a conversation about how much I've grown in this like one department. And maybe if I can inspire or motivate you to start strength training, then you know what? All the better. You know, if you just listen to this episode for the hell of it, just for funsies, just because like you're shopping or you're driving and you just want to listen to someone chat and just like, you know, shoot the shit with someone through a podcast, great. But if you're someone who's been thinking like, I kind of want to change things. I kind of want to like, you know, grow in my fitness or my nutrition or my health. I kind of want to make room for self-improvement, self-love, self-growth. Then like, hey, maybe lift a 3-pound dumbbell and just see how fucking far you can go. And if you do end up loving strength training the way I did, it was an instant love, then I would love to hear from you. Please connect with me any way you can. You can follow me on Instagram at Sophie Radvan. You can read my newsletter and comment in the comment section. My newsletter is on Substack. You can find a link to it in the podcast description. What else? You can even leave a note in the Apple Podcast reviews if you want to. I would just love to hear from you any way that you see that you want. Any way you want to connect, I'm fucking down for it. I hope you have a great day. I will talk to you all soon. Have a great day. Bye.